إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد إخوتي وأخواتي في الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Inshallah, this is going to be a continuation of the explanation of the book Al-Muntaqa by Sheikh Majduddin Abu al-Barakat ibn Taymiyyah al-Harrani rahimahullahu ta'ala. Babu Bayani Zawali Tathiri. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يغتسلن أحدكم في الماء الدائم وهو جنب قال يا أبا هريرة كيف يفعل قال يتناوله تناولا رواه مسلم وابن ماجه ولأحمد وأبي داود لا يبولن أحدكم في الماء الدائم ولا يغتسل فيه من جنابة وهذا النهي عن الغسل فيه يدل على أنه لا يصح ولا يجزي وما ذاك إلا لصيرورته مستعملا بأول جزء يلاقيه من المغتسل فيه وهذا محمول على الذي لا يحمل النجاسة فأما ما يحملها فالغسل فيه مجزون فالحدث لا يتعدى إليه حكمه من طريق الأولى الشيخ علي رحمة الله talking about the purification of water how it is removed عن أبي هريرة from أبو هريرة who said أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم that is the prophet said لا يغتسلن أحدكم في الماء الدائم no one of you should take his bath في الماء الدائم in stagnant water وهو جنوب why he is having جنابة فقالوا يا أبا هريرة the students of Abu Huraira said to him O Abu Huraira كيف يفعل how should he do قال يتناول تناولا he said he should take from the water and use it know that he would dive into the stagnant water and take his bath from it so when we say stagnant water That is the water that does not flow. If the water is flowing, so that is somehow permissible. If the water is flowing, like the river water, the stream water, the sea water, the ocean water, the water that is flowing, the one who has janaba can dive inside the water and watch and take his ghusl. Or if the water is being replaced, like the swimming pool for instance, that the water is being replaced. So, but the water that is stagnant, that does not flow. To the jumhur of the scholars, it is not okay when you have ghusl of janaba to take the ghusl and search the water. When somebody that is having janaba takes ghusl in a stagnant water, if the water is much, then this is overlooked. Don't forget the explanation that we gave the other time, that is kullatain. The issue of kullatain. إذا بلغ الماء كلتين لم يحمل الخبث. If the water is up to two kulla, it does not carry filth, unless if the filth as what has affected it. But the basis is that it doesn't carry filth unless if the filth has affected it, that is, has shown in it, either by the odor or by the taste or by the color. Then it becomes what? Najis. I hope it is clear. إذا بلغ الماء كلتين لم يحمل الخبث. So this is the view of the Shafi'iyya, the Hanabila, as we have said. We said Al-Imam Malik takes the other hadith, which is إن الماء طاهر لا ينجسه شيء. The water is what? It's pure, and nothing makes it filthy, unless if the filth also has what? Has effect on it, either by the color or the taste or the odor. The difference between the two views is that in the view of those who hold on to the hadith, the mantuq of the hadith of إِذَا كَانَ الْمَأُ كُلَّةٍ لَمْ يَحْمِلْ الْخَبَثِ, according to them, the mafhum is that if the water is not up to two kulla, if it's not up to two kulla, the mafhum is that حَمَلَ الْخَبَثِ, it has become what? Filthy. Even if the filth does not show in it, as long as it is not up to two kulla, it is filthy to them. But the Maliki, as we said, if it is not up to two kulla, it's not filthy, unless it affects it. When we see it affecting the taste or the odor or the color. How this is clear? Now we have a stagnant water. The stagnant water, if it is more than two kulla, if it is more than two kulla, so somebody is having janaba, takes his bath in it. Takes his bath in it. Has it affected the water? To the Malikiya, no. To the Jumhur, that water is not okay for what? For purification. Because water is not up to two kulla. If it is more than two kulla, they will also say you can still watch, use it. Am I communicating? If it's more than two kulla, they will also say watch, you can use it. But not up to two kulla, you say the water is what? It's tahir, gheru mutahir. Tahir, gheru mutahir. They say you cannot use it. Why? Because it is not up to kulla. So that's the reason you cannot use it. But if it is more than two kulla, they all agree that if you use it, you can use it for purification. But it will be makruh to do that. It will be what? Makruh to do that. Do you understand why it is makruh? Because it's stagnant. If I come, I take my bath in it. You also come, you take your bath in it. Another person comes and take his bath in it. So gradually the water will be what? Will be going back. And I hope it's clear. But if somebody uses it, if it is more than two kulla, they all agree is what? If it is less, the Malikiya say yes. The Jumhur said no. Why do they say no? Because the water to them is what? Musta'amal. Is musta'amal. It's used water. So used water is water that is not up to tukulla, but it has been used to remove hadath. It has been used to remove what? Hadath. When we say hadath, maybe ghusl of janaba, or ghusl of haid, or ghusl of nifas, or ablution. It has used to perform ablution. For the fact that the water is not up to kulla and it has been used to remove what? Hadath, the jumhur will say that water is musta'amal. It's musta'amal. To the malikiya, they say what? You can still use it, even if it is not up to what? To kulla. Even if it is not up to kulla. Because what has happened to the water is not fuse. It's not fuse. How this is clear? So, but is it advisable to be performing wudu inside a stagnant water? To be taking bath, ghusl of janaba in stagnant water, is it advisable? It's not advisable. Because the water is not flowing. So very soon the water becomes what? Contaminated. So it's not advisable. So but the scholars will say, even if it is more than two kulla, as long as it does not have anything that what? That makes it filthy, or it has not borne anything that is harmful to the body. If water is harmful to the body, nobody will say you should use it. But now they are not sure whether it is harmful to the body. Since it is not established that it is harmful to the body, then they say we can still use it. But on condition that what? It is more than two kulla, that's the jumur. The malikiya, if it is not up to two kulla, you can still what? Use it, because innal ma'a ta'urun la yunajisuhu shay. The other people, إِذَا كَانَ الْمَاءُ كُلَّتَيْنِ لَمْ يَحْمِلِ الْخَبَاثِ. You don't get it. نعم بحديث إِذَا كَانَ الْمَاءُ كُلَّتَيْنِ لَمْ يَحْمِلِ الْخَبَاثِ. Some of the scholars said that this is not authentic. Some hold on to watch to the mantuq, not to the mafhum. Because that mafhum is contradicted by another mantuq, which is إِنَّ الْمَاءَ طَوُورٌ لَا يُنَجِّسُهُ شَيْءٍ. This hadith was said when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked concerning the performing ablution of ghusl with the water of the well of Buda'a. And that well, it was described as a well where filthy things will be brought. The menstrual pad, the bones of dog will be carried by flood, and will be dumped in the well. Yet they will use the well for ablution, because those filthy things had not changed the color and the taste and the odor. That's what I'm saying. Those filthy things, they are filthy. I'm not saying those pure things. Those filthy things have not changed what? The odor or the color or the taste of the water. So Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam declared the water to be what? Tahur. إِنَّ الْمَاءَ طَهُورٌ لَا يُنَجِّسُهُ شَيْءٌ. So this is mantuq. So if we go to the hadith, إِذَا كَانَ الْمَاءُ كُلَّتَيْنِ لَمْ يَحْمِلِ الْخَبَثِ. This was also said when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked about the water that is gathered somewhere, and some of the wild animals will come and drink from the water. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا كَانَ الْمَاءُ كُلَّتَيْنِ لَمْ يَحْمِلِ الْخَبَثِ. If that water that is gathered, that is a stagnant water gathered in a place that the wild animals, lion, tigers, and the lions come to watch, drink from it, if it is up to two kulla, lam yahmil al khabath. Idha kana al ma'u kullatayn lam yahmil al khabath. If the water is up to two kulla, then it doesn't bear faith. Unless you have to add that, unless
seen the field as what has appeared in it. You have to add that. Then you understand again that if it is not up to do kulla, then it carries filth. Eh? That's mafuhum. But the mantuk is that if it is up to what to kulla, it does not carry. But you still have to add what? On condition that what? That filth has not appeared there. Then the other one, the other hadith is what? Innal ma'a tawurun la yunajjisu ushay. You still have to have something to that as well. That is, as long as what it has not been changed by the filth. You get it now. But the man took of that one it does not have what? Does not have mafhum. Is what the man took. Innal ma'a tawurun la yunajjisu ushay. So the mantuk, the clear text of that is pronounced, contradicts the mafhum of the other one. So وَإِذَا تَعَارَضَ الْمَنْتُوقُ وَالْمَفْهُومُ قُدِّمَ الْمَنْتُوقُ. If there is contradiction between an expressed statement and the one that is what? The one that is an implied one, then you give precedence to what? To the explicit one over the what? The implied one. Is it clear? Aha. So this is what the Malikiya, this is what they teach. Likewise, Ibn Taymiyyah, Ibn Qayyim, Ibn Baz, Al-Albani, Ibn Uthaymeen. So they give precedence to what? To the mantuq of Idha Innal Ma'a Ta'una Inna Jisu Ushay over the mafhum of إذا كان الماء كلتين لم يحمل الخبث. Why the Hanabila they gave precedence over the watch to the mantuq, to the mafhum of watch إذا كان الماء كلتين لم يحمل الخبث. And I said even the Hanafiya they went further than that. So even the earth is not, even if the water is up to two kulla, the water must be very much like a pond, that if this side is what is beaten, it will not affect the other side. So if it affects the other side, that shows the water is this small. So if a drop of urine falls in such a water, the Hanafis will say you can't perform ablution with it. Why? Because the water is small. When you touch this side of the water, it affects the other side of the water. Just a drop of urine. But the Jumu'ul will say, the Anabila and the Shafi'iyah, they will say what? If a drop of water drops in such a pond, you can make use of it. Because the water is more than two kulla. It is only when it is less than two kulla, a drop of urine falls in it, you can use it. Even if it does not change it, darling, you get it? But that one in Malikiya also you can use it, though a drop of what urine has fallen to it, because it does not affect it. Unless if the water is so small. So we have a view in the Malikiya that says, وَقَلِيلُ الْمَاءِ يُنَجِّسُهُ قَلِيلُ النَّجَاسَ. قَلِيلُ الْمَاء, like a bowl of water now. A drop of urine falls in a bowl of water. So there is a view in the Maliki, it is a statement in the Maliki school of thought that says what? Sar al-ma'u mutanajjisa. The water has become what? Has become impure. Why? Because it's what? Ma'un qalil, small water. So definitely, yunajjisu qalilu an-najasa. Hope is clear. Now this aspect is very difficult to understand, but if you get it, alhamdulillah. Is it clear? No. So if water is flowing, that's a different thing. Because it is flowing, if somebody urinates or somebody takes ghuslu in this side of the water, another one is coming from behind her to wash that one away. So they are not talking about flowing water. Though they will say if the flowing water is not much,
it is also not okay for you to urinate in it. But not that you can't perform, but it's makruh. If it's more, though it's flowing. But if it is much and it's flowing, if you urinate in it, no harm. Though it is better not to urinate in water, even if it is what? If it is flowing. But it's much. Like somebody urinating in what? In a sea, or in a river, or in a stream. How this is clear. So, the Shaykh, rahimahullah ta'ala, says here, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا يَكْتَسِلَنَّ أَحْدُكُمْ فِي الْمَاءِ الدَّائِمِ وَهُوَ جُنُوبُ. One of you should not urinate in a stagnant water while he's having janaba. You've understood the reason? Because if he does, what happens? It affects the water. The water becomes what? Impure. But that is when the water is what? It's not to two khulla, to the Shafi'iyya and the Hanabila and the Hanafiya. But to the Malikiya, they say if it changes it, if it changes it, if it has not changed it, it's still pure. But despite that, it's not okay for you to what urinate in it. That's enough Allah prohibit that. But if somebody goes ahead and urinate in that water, that stagnant water, we go back to what you have explained. Is the water up to Kulla? If yes, all of them will say you can watch, you can use it for ablution, except me, Hanafiya, because two kulla is not enough to them. Now, the Malikiya, they will say, even if it is less than what, two kulla, you can still use it. Unless if it watch, if it changes, if that urine affects the taste or the odor or the smell of that, or the what, or the color of that water. Are you with me? But one thing is, can I perform ghusl or ablution with the water? That's one thing. Another thing is, don't urinate in it. Are you with me? So, لَا يَكْتَسِلَنَّ أَحْدُكُمْ فِي الْمَاءِ الدَّائِمِ وَهُوَ جُنُوبٌ. That is, taking bath in that ma'u daim. So in this case now, not that if one takes ghusl in stagnant water, that it becomes what, filthy. But it becomes gairu tahur. Am I communicating? You know, when you perform ablution in stagnant water, in the, since you have performed ablution, it becomes what, ma'u musta'amal. So gairu tahur. According to the Hanabila, the Shafi'iyya, no, the Malikiya, no. The Malikiya, the fact that you perform ablution or you take ghusl in stagnant water does not make it ghayru tahur. It's still what? Tahur. Are you with me? But makruh. But makruh is detested. But if one does it, you have ablution. But to the Hanafi and the Shafi'iyya and the Hanabila, you cannot. If you do, you have no ablution. Why? Because that water is very cold. Despite the fact that you have not urinated in it, you say it's what? Very cold. What if you urinate in it, you say it's what? Najis. It is najis. It becomes what? Najis when you urinate in it. Unless if it is more than two kulla. Unless if it is more than two kulla. Is it clear? So try to understand this issue of two kulla and what? And maybe the issue of touching this side of it, affecting the other side, as the Hanafis will say. Or even if it's not up to two kulla, as the Malikiya will say, as long as what?
so to the Hanafiya, Maliki, sorry, the Hanabila and the Shafi'iya, generally, we believe what we have three classifications of water. Tahir, Ghairu, Tahir, or Ghairu Mutahir. We have what? We have Tahur, Tahir, Mutahir. You can call it Tahir, Mutahir, Tahir, Ghairu, Mutahir. If you say, give us an example of Tahir, Ghairu, Mutahir, you say what? Al-Maw al-Musta'amal. You say what? Al-Maw al-Musta'amal. What is Al-Maw al-Musta'amal? The water that has been used by somebody for ablution or for ghuslu. So to the Anabila, the Shafi'a, they see that as what? Ma'un ghayru mutahir. You can use it because it has been previously used for ablution or ghuslu. But the Malikiya, generally speaking, we have what? Ma'un tahir and ma'un najis. Ma'un tahir and ma'un najis. Look at that classification. Ma'un tahir, you can also call it tahur. And watch, najis, plus the classification. And we say this is the favored opinion of Ibn Taymiyyah, Ibn Uthaymeen, Ibn Baz al-Albani, and many others. But when we say jumhur, when we say jumhur, most of the time they are referring to the mazhab. If three out of the four mazhab go this way, you say the jumhur. You get it now? You say the jumhur. But when they use the word jumhur of ulama, for instance, and they are not talking about the mazahib, they are talking about large number of scholars. How this is clear. So, water that somebody that is stagnant, mind you, if it is stagnant, water that is stagnant and somebody performs ablution in it, the jumhur say you cannot use it for ablution again. Water that is stagnant, somebody take ghusl of janaba, ghusl of hay, or ghusl of hayd, or ghusl of nifas in it, you can use it again. But if the water is flowing, yes, you can use. The water that is stagnant, somebody urinates in it. Now we say what? You can make use of it to be jumhur, unless if it is tukulan above. So the Malikiya, you can make use of it unless if the urine has what? Affected the odor and replaced or the color. But is it advisable that you urinate in what? In stagnant water? The answer is what? No. Is it advisable that you take your ghuslu and ablution in what? In stagnant water? That is, you wash your hand in stagnant water. The answer is what? It's not advisable. Are you with me? It's not advisable. Because if you do, you are making the water dirty. You are making the water what? Dirty. You are making the water impure gradually by urinating inside it. You are making it dirty and what? Maybe unfit for drinking by what? By taking ghuslu in it. So if you look at it from earth angle, it's not okay. You look at it from what? The religious angle, if it is urine, this is also what? Not okay. Because you come, you urinate inside it. Another person comes, urinate inside it. So too many urinations will what? Will make the water unfit for purification. Then you deny people what they will use. But what should the person do? Open too many ablution inside the water. You come now, you start, you pour everything, you wash your leg inside the water. Another person comes, he wash his mouth, every leg inside the water. By the time you do this, maybe about 20 persons do it, you see the water would have changed. Yes, pills has not fallen into it. According to the Malikiya, pills has not fallen into it. But one can contract what? A disease through this. One of the Malikis was arguing, said, oh, The more you perform ablution, you need the more, the purer the water. Say, because it's tahur. It becomes what? Something that has been exercising is making him pure, purifying. You use it, it purifies. When another person comes, it purifies that person. Another person comes. So it becomes what? More powerful. But reality is what? Is that it's not correct. If that is the case, the water becomes what? The water that is becoming dirtier and dirtier and dirtier. How will we say it is what? Purifying. The more you use it, the more purifying it is. So, it is not advisable that one performs ablution in what? In stagnant water. Particularly if it is what? If it is leaching. Because the water gets contaminated easily. It gets contaminated easily. So this is not okay. But if one does it, does one have ablution? Yes, according to the Malikiya, no, according to the Jumbur, unless if the water is more than 2 kulla. Is it clear? So, la yaktasilanna ahadukum fil ma'i da'imi wa huwa junub, wa is having janaba. What if the person is not having janaba or just want to take ordinary bath? No, the hadith has said, wahuwa junub. Would that be encouraged? It will not be encouraged, because if although one is not lifting abstract impurity, but you are also lifting some dirt from your body, so not the physical impurity that we are talking about, but some dirt, so to say. So it also affects the water somehow. So this is not okay. So Abu Ira was asked, what should he do? He said, Yatanawalutanawulan. You should take water. So if you come, you take water and go and use it for ablution for ghuslu. I come, I take water, I go and use it for ablution, ghuslu. This one comes. What will happen is that we drain the water. Yeah? We drain the water. But if I do not want to drain the water, I perform ghuslu of janaba in it, or I perform ablution inside it, and the water is what? It's stagnant. So we are going to render that water contaminated. Even if we say it has not changed, the fuse has not affected. When I say fuse, I'm talking about urine, feces, and the likes. Even when we say filth has not affected it, but the water has become what? Contaminated by the too many what? Ghuslu, too many ablution in it. Is it clear? So who would you say want to go by the view of the Malikiya that says as long as it's not what, it's not filth that has fallen into it, so it will get to a time that you will not be able to use the water because of what? It has become dirty and not contaminated. So Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in order not to find ourselves in that situation, please, we should not do that. We should not do that. But not because the water has become what? Impure. That you cannot use it to lift, what's it called? The abstract impurity. Now, you know, in the hadith that we read above, Jabir radiallahu anhu said, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed ablution, and he poured that water of ablution on him. How can you explain what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did and what he asked us not to do? Is there any difference? Who can bail us out here? He performed ablution in a bowl and poured it on Jabir radiallahu anhu when he was ill. And here it said what, you shouldn't take ghuslu of janaba in stagnant water. You know the water in that bowl is stagnant. Aha. So, and he said, don't take ghuslu in what? In stagnant water. It's okay?
Don't take ghuslu in stagnant water. But what
do that of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was just used by one person, that's number one. Number two, the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as we brought a lot of ahadith the other time, that we cannot liken his actions at times to the actions of other people. So what he did was medicine, was healing. Jabir radiallahu anhu. But he also brought it to tell us that the water is still what? Is still tahir. Is it mutahir? So the position of the author, will it be what? Mutahir. That is that water that Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam poured on Jabir. Can somebody else use it to perform ablution according to the Hanabila? It's musta'amal. You get it now. The water is musta'amal, but it's tahir. Even if the water falls on your body, you don't need to change your clothes. You don't treat it as if it is urine that has fallen on your body. You get it now. But in the following hadith, it's talking about what? Using it to perform ablution, what? To go through that. It will not have that what? The purifying quality anymore. Did you get it? Eh? Is it clear or not? It's clear. The water is pure. It's tahir wageru mutahir. So, if like this hadith is telling you, don't render that water ghayru mutahir. Don't render it ghayru mutahir. Like this is what the hadith is telling us. That is according to the understanding of the Sheikh. The Sheikh was a Hanbali. Huh? So, the hadith that he brought, you will interpret it the way the Hanabila will interpret. And that is the nature of what? Of human beings. Students, for instance, they seldom disagree with their teachers. When your teacher go this way, you go through. It is only in what? In extreme cases. And that is out of what you're being sincere, you disagree with your teacher. If you are not a sincere student, you follow your teacher. Anywhere he goes, you go. But if you are a sincere student, you still follow your teacher. But there will be issues that you say, I disagree with my teacher here. Most of the issues, you don't have that inclination of what? Wanting to research it. Whether it is your teacher that is right or wrong. Most of the time, you are just going the way your teacher is going. But once in a while, you say, oh, come, let me look at this thing again. And you say, what? Your teacher is right. It's natural. It's natural. So, I think that is clear. So the Sheikh says, Rawahu Muslim wa Ibn Majah, Muslim reported this and Ibn Majah, wa li Ahmad wa Abi Dawood, in the report of Ahmad and Abu Dawood, la yabulanna ahadukum fil ma'i daim wa la yaktasil fi min janaba. Is it right? So don't urinate in stagnant water, then take bath in it. When you urinate and you are taking bath in it, with your urination, what happens? So the water is already filthy. It's filthy. Unless if it is more than two, according to Shafi'i and the Hanabila. Even with that, is not okay. Because if you come, you urinate in the water because it's a pond, for instance. And that person comes, you urinate in it because it's a pond. And that person comes and urinate in it because it's, what happens eventually? The water becomes what? So it becomes muta'affir, muta'najjis. It becomes affected. I hope it is clear. The Sheikh says, وَهَذَا النَّهْيُ عَنِ الْغُسْلِ فِي يَدُلُّ عَلَى أَنَّهُ لَا يَسِحْ. This forbidden that you should not take ghusl in it shows that if you take ghusl in it, the ghusl is what? Is not valid. Ghusl is not valid. I hope it is clear now. That is based on the view of the Hanabila and the Shafi'iyah. So the ghusl is not valid. وَلَا يُجْزِيُ, and it's not sufficient. وَمَا ذَاكَ إِلَّا لِصَيْرُورَتِهِ مُسْتَعْمَلًا بِأَوَّلِ جُزْءٍ يُلَاكِهِ مِنَ الْمُكْتَسِلِ فِيهِ. And what is responsible for that except other than what? Other than it being مُسْتَعْمَل. Other than what is being مُسْتَعْمَل. The position of the Hanabila is that you want to take ghusl of janaba and there is a stagnant water. Immediately you put your hand or your leg, you are junub. You are what? Junub. Immediately you put your hand in that water becomes what? Musta'amal. Immediately you put your leg, the water becomes what? Musta'amal. You have not completed your ghusl, but because you are junub and you want to take ghusl of janaba, that is your intention. As you put your hand in it, the water becomes musta'amal. But Shafi'iyah said no. It is not musta'amal until you have completed your ghusl. Then it becomes what? Musta'amal. The Hanabila said, no. Now putting your hand here, when you have what? The intention of ghusl, then it becomes what? Musta'amal. You get it? The Malikiya said, if you like, swim in it. The water is not what? Musta'amal. The water is tahir, tahur. You can still use it. Where did they get all this thing? It's based on this hadith. لا يتصلن أحدكم في الماء الدائم وهو جنوب. So the Hanabila and Shafi'iyah, they understood from it that this is nahyu, and nahyu yastadi al-fasad. It is nahyu, and nahyu yastadi al-fasad. It shows that the water has become what? Fasid. But if you argue that what fasid needs is not something like urine, like feces, they said, but you have used it to remove what? Abstract impurity. So it becomes what? Tahirun ghayru ghayru mutahir. You get it? So they took it from that hadith. But for those who believe that there is something like tahir ghayru mutahir, once something is tahir, the water is what? Tahir is tahur. It's mutahir. You see that? You say what? Is tahir or what? Najis. There is nothing like what? Tahir. Ghayru mutahir. Tahir mutahir. Then najis. But as we have explained before, if you can still recollect, we said if, take for instance, you pour Coca-Cola in water and it changes the color somehow, the Malikiya will say, has it changed its color completely? Because Coca-Cola is tahir, water is what? Is also tahir. Tahir has mixed with tahir. So it remains tahir. Then we can still see that what? This is still water. Then you can use it. The other way we say no, tahir ghayru mutahir. Tahir ghayru mutahir. So they say for it to be tahir, it must be something that what? That has the natural quality. I hope it is clear. Unless if it is affected by the ground. Take for instance, you dig well and the well water is not okay. It is affected, say this one. just like the sea water. You feed what? The salt is here. Huh? Some water, when you dig a well, for instance, or a borehole, you see the color. Salt is unnatural. Since they are not fused, you say what? You can still make use of them. So when you are reading the books of fiqh, you see them saying things like that. At times you become confused. But when you know the madhab that you are reading their book, you know why they have what said this, why they have said this. How this is clear. So if water has been used to perform ablution or to perform ghusl, so it becomes what? According to the Hanabila and the Shafi'i, it becomes musta'amal, tahir ghayru mutahhir. So that is what the author is saying here. وَآذَ النَّهْيُ عَنِ الْغُسْلِ فِي this forbiddance from what? Taking bath by diving into it, يَرْضُلُ عَلَى النَّهُ لَا يَسِحْ, it shows it is not correct. وَلَا يُسِحْ, and it is not sufficient. وَمَا ذَاكَ إِلَّا لِصَيْرُرَاتِ مُسْتَعْمِلًا بِأَوَّلِ جُزْءٍ يُلَاقِي مِنَ الْمُغْتَسِلِ فِي. So nothing has made it to be musta'amal and ghayru mujzi except that what? It has become musta'amal. It has become musta'amal with the first, the awwal juz'in, with the first part, yulaqihi, that meets the water, min al-muqtasili fi, from the person that is bathing in it. وَهَذَا مَحْمُولٌ عَلَى الَّذِي لَا يَحْمِلُ النجاسة. This we are talking about the one that does not carry najasa. If it carries najasa, you know the water is what? Najis. فَأَمَّا مَا يَحْمِلُهَا sorry فَأَمَّا مَا يَحْمِلُهَا فَالْغُسْلُ فِي مُجِّو فَالْحَدَثْ لَا يَتَأَدَّى إِلَيْهِ حُكْمُهُ مِنْ طُرِيقِ الْأَوْلَى. So maybe we should stop here. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله وآله وصحبه ومن والاه. Now the first question that we have here says, what is the Sharia position on using Lagos lagoon water for purification? The lagoon is a large water reservoir for all storms water from canals and drainages which are majorly full of impurities. This, people also defecate in it.
Nam alhamdulillah, salatu wassalam ala rasulillah wa barakatuh. Nam, the water is tahur. Ha? Ma' tahur. La yunajisi ushay. So if you cannot bear it, that's a different thing. But that's a very big water. That's a very big water. So Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said concerning Biru Buda'a, Inna al-ma'a tahurun la yunajisu ushay. And it was said that the meat of dead dogs and the sanitary parts of the women will be carried to that well during flood or so. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, and he said what? Inna al-ma'a tahurun la yunajisu ushay. And Biru Buda'a does not flow, is a well, and does not flow. Yes, water comes from what? From the ground, but it's not a water that is flowing. So what do we say about the lagoon that is what is flowing? I hope this clear. So it's tahur. But you know the odor may be repeating somehow. So and that was what led that companion to ask. He said what? Inna narkabul bahra fana'mil ma'na al-qalila min al-ma'a. We travel on the sea and we take along with us little water. In tawadda'na bi atishna. If you use the little water that we carry with us, if you use it to perform ablution, we go thirsty.
afanatawadda'u bima'il bahr,
can we perform water with the sea, ablution with the sea water? So for him to have asked that question, what has troubled the questioner here has also troubled the companion, because several things may fall into the water. One, the water, it will be salty. So can we call salty water pure water? So that will come. Maybe people would defecate inside. Can we still make use of it? Just like what we have that person to ask question about Diru Bodwa'a. The Messenger of Allah said, what in al ma'a ta'urun la yunajisu shay. Allahu a'lam.
In a hostel or in an hostel with colored water and it smells, I guess this is what the person is writing, and it smells, but if it still retains its natural quality, can it be used?
If, as I've said, maybe it's a borehole, for instance, in the nature of the earth that has led to that odor, this does not affect it. I hope it is clear. It does not affect it. But if there is maybe somebody pouring something inside, that may be what? A different thing. But if it is what, due to the nature of the earth, and the water is like that, there is no harm in that. Wallahu a'lam.
In Salah that the Imam is reciting loudly, can I recite Fatiha before the Imam starts his own recitation?
This is not okay. If one takes the position of the scholars who say you have to recite Surah Al-Fatiha even when the Imam is reciting aloud, so it's either you recite a verse when the Imam recites a verse like that, or you allow the Imam to finish his recitation, then after that, maybe when the Imam is reciting another surah, you recite what, your own Surah Al-Fatiha. And some of the madahib, they have the opinion that when the Imam finishes the recitation of Surah Al-Fatiha, he exercises patience so that the Imam can also recite their own Surah Al-Fatiha. But the hadith, some said, is not authentic. That is hadith of Hassan Basri. Wallahu a'lam.
Now finally, if a man tells his wife that you are in Janaba now, but when you are done, I divorce you, is this a valid...
You are in Janaba now. No, okay. Now this is a talaq that is mu'allaq. A talaq that is mu'allaq. Some scholars have the opinion that it does not hold. By them, some say it holds. So if that time comes, like somebody says, next month, inshallah, I divorce you. Or if somebody comes back from his travel, I divorce you. So if the person comes back, is the woman divorced or not? So this color they have what difference opinion on it. Wallahu alam, it puts Wallahu alam. Subhanaka la umma bihamdik ashara la ilaha illa
anta.
Kulla. Wallahi, that is the problem. That hadith, we have some of the wordings, kullatain, some kulla, some khamsa khilal, some salata khilal. So, and that's why some scholars say the hadith is mutarib. But most scholars, they said kullatain is the correct wording of all the available wordings of the hadith. Now, kullatain, what is kulla? They say kulla is qirba, a pot, like a thing we are, so to say. How large is that earthen ware? That's another thing again. So, and that's why some try to watch to measure it. They say maybe around 500 something a liter. Some will say 200 something liters. So, and that's why, wallahu alam, the view of the Malikiya is more convincing. That is, as long as the Najasa has not changed it. So it's still what? It's still in al ma'a ta'urun la yunajisu shay. As for that of kulla, is something that is difficult to watch, to measure. I see a small pond, for instance, now. Am I going to start building the water or watch? You know whether it is up to 2 kulla or not. So the view of the Shafi'iyya and the Hanabila here, the view is what is very difficult to implement. So the view, not to talk of the view of the Hanafiya. So saying you touch this side, it not affect the other side, or 10 by 10 cubits. So all these are difficult to watch, measure. So the most important thing is that this water has not been changed by the fifth that has fallen into it. The basis is that what? It is tahur. The basis is that what? It is tahur. So here the easiest and the safest position or the most convincing position is that of the Malikiya. And as I've said, this is the favored opinion of Ibn Taymiyyah, Ibn Albani, Ibn Uthaymeen, Ibn Baz, wallahu a'lam. Okay. Now, wallahu a'lam, what has fallen into it is something that is pure. So as long as it has not taken to that thing completely, you will not be said to be performing ablution or flusu with that thing. So what you are still using is what? Is water. So according to the correct view, you can still make use of it. Like this chlorine of ethane being added to water and the like. Some will say no, you can use it. Why? Because chlorine has what? Has fallen into it. So I need to change the what? The taste. Or even the odor. But they don't say it is najis, because it is not najis. But they may say it's not tahur, because that thing has fallen into it, it has mixed with it somehow. But the correct view will say, yes, it has mixed with it, but is it still water or not? If you cannot call it chlorine, then it's what? It's water. If you cannot call it Coca-Cola, then it is what? Water. But if you say some Coca-Cola has mixed with it, we say no problem. But is it still water? Or you can call this one Coke now. If you say it is not Coke, then if it is water, it is what? It is tahur. So there is nothing like what? Ma'un tahir. Ghayru mutahir. According to what? The mazhab of the Malikiya. Yes, we may see some taking to the other mazhab too, that is among the Malikiya. But the general view is this, and that is the view of Ibn Taymiyyah Ali Rahmatullah, Sheikh Al-Albani, Sheikh Ibn Baz, Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen. Sheikh Ibn Baz was asked, over Sheikh Uthaymeen, if we have what water, and somebody pours salt in that water, can you still perform ablution with it? As long as you can still call it water, you can still watch, perform ablution with it. Wallahu a'lam. Subhanaka lahum bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.